Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson are approaching the latter stages of their stunt flying for the air picture Coffin Nails. Mysterious delays have retarded progress, and an attempt has been made on the life of Speed Robertson and Harry Phelps. A competitive studio, the Pacific Motion Picture Company, is also working on the field, making an air movie with the hard-boiled Baloo in charge of flying. Harry Phelps and his son Roy have come to Speed with the intention of resigning because the older Phelps is convinced that Baloo wants him out of the way, and he is certain that disaster will be inevitable for him, as well as for the rest of the pilots, if he remains on the field. Speed has checked up on Baloo, and in the last episode, he and Jimmy were paid a visit by Sandy Carson, ex-Air Force intelligence officer whom Speed knew in Europe. Carson made the astounding revelation that Baloo was a trusted spy for the United States during the war. It is the following morning on El Toque Flying Field. Jimmy and Speed are standing in front of the line of ships, waiting for Mr. Stewart, director of the picture.
All right, you are, Speed. I'm all set. Flash has given my P-38 an extra checkover, and he's sure it'll be okay.
Well, I sure hope so, Jim. We just can't afford to have any more delays. We've got to do all the flying scheduled for today, and if possible, Stewart wants to shoot some extra sequences.
Well, the first scenes went off okay. In fact, we've accomplished more already this morning than we did all day yesterday.
Yeah, I know it. And we got to keep going at the same rate. We're going to get our picture completed and on the market before Pacific Studios completes theirs.
Well, what's next on the program anyway?
Well, I don't know for sure, Jim. Stewart's up at the other end of the field supervising some ground shots. He'll be down here in a minute to explain what he wants next.
Well, I hope he gets over here right away. You know, we're wasting a lot of valuable time standing here on the ground. Those clouds up there are just the kind Stewart likes to have as a background for his air action, aren't they? Why, say, Speed, what are all of our ships taking off for?
Now, Baloo wanted our ships in the air for a little while. Put on a dogfight, one of the scenes in that picture. Hey, the Pacific camera ships are up there now, waiting.
Oh, sure, I see him. Oh, by the way, where's Harry Phelps? He wasn't flying one of those Mustangs, was he?
Yeah, he is. I told him he didn't have to fly one of them if he didn't want to. I said he could go along with you in the 38.
Then he actually requested to fly one of the 51s? Wow, that's certainly one for the book. He knows Baloo is up there in one of those ME-109s, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, Jim. I don't know. Harry Phelps seems almost like a new man this morning. I can't understand it.
Well, I certainly can't either. He was in pitiful shape last night.
Hey, you remember when he finally decided to stay here and stick it out?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, he suddenly seemed to become very cool and calm. He's the same way this morning. Looks like he's had a decent night's sleep for once, and he seems to have got a new grip on himself. You know, I think he's going to be all right.
Well, I certainly hope so, especially for Roy's sake.
Yeah, I know. If Harry could get a hold of himself, Roy could hold his head up a little higher. Well, here comes Stewart.
Well, gentlemen, everything's going splendidly this morning. If we can keep going at this rate, we won't be bad off at all.
Well, I certainly hope we can, Mr. Stewart. What's next on the program?
Well, as soon as the Pacific crowd gets through filming this dogfight, which is about to begin, Alan here is going to take off in the P-38 for the last major daylight sequence of our picture. Now, this is the scene where he lands in a small field behind the German lines and picks up the American nurse, who's been over to visit her brother, the German ace, in the hospital where he lies dying. The squadron of the German ace escorts the P-38 back to the lines, but is suddenly set upon by a flight of American fighters, who, of course, know nothing of what's going on.
Yeah. Well, we're going to need every ship we can get in the air. I can see that.
Yes, we sure will, Robertson. The extra pilots from Los Angeles are due to arrive any minute. We'll have to give them their instructions. However, I don't think we'll have any trouble, as all of these men have done this kind of flying before. By the time we're ready to shoot, Baloo and his pilots will be through filming this fight that's going on now.
Boy, and is it a fight. I've been watching it. Look at those ships mill around up there. They're certainly putting on a scrap, and I don't mean maybe.
Yeah, I'll say they are, Jim. Yeah, they're putting on a rat race. It's just about as good as anything I ever saw in Europe.
Hey, look at that ME-109 right up there. See it? The one with the crimson streamer tied to the left strut. Whoever's flying that baby certainly knows his onions.
Yeah, that's our friend Nails Baloo.
What a pilot.
Well, Baloo certainly can fly. You've got to hand him that.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Jim. He's a marvelous pilot. Oh, it's a shame his character can't be on the same high level that he's flying is.
Say, who's flying that P-51 over to the right there? The one who was in number 3 position a while ago.
Yeah, just a minute,
whoever's
Jim.
Flying that is no slouch himself.
Now, let me look at my list. Yeah, I've forgotten who I assigned at number 3. Now, let's see now. Oh, here we are, Reginald Ramsey.
Ramsey. Oh, yes, the Britisher. He also is a splendid pilot.
It doesn't seem to make much difference to him whether he's flying a Spitfire or a Mustang.
Yeah, now perhaps you understand how Ramsey got the number of Jerry's he did, Jim. As some men just have the flying knack. Both Ballou and Ramsey are typical examples. A fairly good pilot can be made, but some men seem to have it in their blood when they're born. You can tell the two types of fight in short order when you see them in the air.
Boy, just watch those ships go, would you?
Splendid. Marvelous.
And they're putting on a wonderful show.
Oh, by the way, Speed, what ship is Harry Phelps flying?
Just a second. Oh, here it is. He was the number two position in a Mustang.
Well, let's see now. Where is Harry? Oh, yeah, there he is. I got him spotted. Right up there a little bit to the north, right? Why, say, Speed, he seems to be handling that ship pretty well today.
Yeah, he sure is, Jim. I've been watching him myself. He's a different man today.
Look, Speed, look. Ballou's Messerschmitt is heading for Harry's Mustang. Oh, why the dickens can't he let Harry alone when the guy's getting along so well?
Ah, that rat. Why can't he lay off Harry for once?
Great Scott, look at those ships tangled.
Look, Speed. Look at Harry go.
Well, what do you know about that? Didn't I tell you Harry was a new man this morning?
He's holding his own with Ballou.
Harry? Harry Phelps. Oh, yes. The pilot you've had so much trouble with, isn't he? The one Ballou seems to have it in for.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the boy, Harry. Hop to it, boy. Hop to it.
Great Scott. Look at him handle that ship. Why, he's on Ballou's tail now.
He sure is. Oh, isn't that great, Speed? Get him, Harry. Get him, fella.
Ballou got away from him. Did you see that turn, Jim? No Luftwaffe pilot ever threw an Emmy around in more of a hurry than Ballou did that time.
That looks like in there. Yeah, they're in that old circle now, Speed. Look at them go around, see?
Hey, all the other pilots have quit fighting. They're watching this scrap between Ballou and Phelps.
I don't blame them. I would, too. Who are you betting on? The way Harry's handling that ship this morning makes the odds look almost even.
I'm afraid Ballou's going to win out, Jim. He's got the old know-how and the experience.
Look at those ships go. They're both in absolutely vertical banks. Uh-oh. Looks like the ME's gaining a bit, Speed.
Come on now, Harry. Come on. Try a real tight turn, one with plenty of G's on it. That's the only thing that'll save you.
What do you mean, a tight turn?
Well, the idea is to wrap the thing up, Jim, and it turns so tight that you outturn your opponent. Whereas he was on your tail, you turn so tight you wind up on his. Frequently, it becomes a test to see who can stand the tightest turn. At that high speed, you see the forces involved are terrific.
Why, look, Speed, I believe he's trying it.
Hey, you're right. Come on, Harry. Wrap that thing up. Oh, I'm afraid he's not going to make it, Jim.
He's whipping into a spin.
By Jove, look at him twist.
Oh, come on, Harry. Kick it out of that spin.
What's the matter with him, Speed? He can't seem to get out of it. Uh-oh, look, here he comes.
Yeah, he's coming out all right, Jim.
Oh, but look at Ballou, would you? Look at him dive after Harry.
Keep away from him, Ballou. Are you crazy?
Oh, I'm afraid they're going to crash.
Oh, that low-down skunk.
Ooh, they just missed. Oh, but they didn't miss by more than a foot.
Oh, Jim, look at Harry. He's floundering around like a fish out of water.
Looks like he's whipping into another spin.
Oh, by George, he is a secondary spin, and he had much altitude now. Oh, you'll crash sure if Ballou doesn't leave him alone.
Look up above there. Look at those two B-51s dive on Ballou.
Yeah, I think that one in front is Roy Phelps, and that other one is Ramsey, sure.
Look at that boy Reggie go, would you? I believe he's going to pass Roy.
Hey, he's passed him.
Go to it, Ramsey, go to it. Get Ballou.
There he is, Jim. He's almost up with him.
Oh, boy, did you see that, Speed? Did you see that? I thought sure he was going to clip Ballou's tail off that time.
Yeah, now the shoe's on the other foot. Ballou doesn't like it so well.
Man alive, what a fight.
Look at Reggie and Ballou go to it.
Nah, there's a scrap for you, Stuart. Two men who really know what this flying's all about.
Hey, Speed. Speed, look at Harry over there. Oh, Harry, don't go into another spin. I think he's coming out, Speed.
Come on, Harry. Hold it. Hold it.
Bring the nose up, Harry. Oh, Speed, I'm afraid it's too late.
Oh, come on, Harry. Quick, Harry, quick.
It's up, Speed. It's up.
Oh, great Scott. Look at him. I think he took some of the leaves off those trees.
Hold it, Harry. Hold it. Hold that ship steady now.
Ah, you'll be all right now if he doesn't lose control, Jim. But I'm afraid he can't. It's something metal. He's all shot to pieces.
Look, he's holding it fine. Yep, he's starting to circle the field now.
Ah, that's the stuff, Harry. Now, that's a boy.
Oh, looks like Harry's all right. Say, I wonder how Ramsey and Ballou are making out.
Looks like Ramsey has the advantage.
Yeah, look at that, Jim. Reginald's got Baloo on a run. Boy, did you see that high-speed turn?
He did it so fast, I could hardly tell what it was.
Yeah, that was a real 6-to-8G turn, Jim. That was executed perfectly.
He's getting closer to Baloo's tail all the time.
Now, watch him, Jim. Watch him. I think he's going to do another high-speed turn.
Boy, look at that plane rip around. Why, he's on Baloo's tail for sure.
Marvelous. Marvelous. Can you tie that? Baloo's diving for the ground. He's licked.
Oh, that's the stuff, Reginald boy. Make him like it. Drive him right down into the ground.
Yeah, he will, too. Don't worry about that. That 51 can catch anything in the air.
That's splendid. That's the kind of a plane I'd like to have if I were flying combat. Something that could leave in a hurry if necessary.
He's caught him. Look at Baloo try to dive.
Well, that's that. Maybe that'll teach him a lesson.
Oh, here comes Harry into land.
Yeah, I don't like this very well, Jim. He's coming in much too fast.
He's giving it the gun. Looks like he's going to go around again.
Oh, he's in bad shape, Jim. He's just like a ground-shy cadet. Hey, you boys, stand by. There may be a crash.
Okay, Speed.
Come on, Harry. Watch it. Hold that ship steady.
He's coming in too slow this time, Jim.
Give it some gun, Harry.
Oh, he's stalling. He's stalling. Look at that wing go down. Come on, Jim. Come on, you fellas. He's going to crash.
That sounded bad for Harry Phelps. Don't miss the next thrilling air adventure of Jimmy Allen.